From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Friday, April 10th, 2026. A northeast Arkansas town has named a new interim police chief amid an ongoing investigation into the department's former head. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports William Skaggs will serve as interim police chief in Osceola. This comes after the previous chief, Bobby Eflin, was seen on video striking a man in a wheelchair. Eflin was appointed to the post less than 2 weeks ago. The city says it's contacted an outside agency to investigate the incidents. Thursday was Florence Price Day in the state of Arkansas, commemorating the birthday of the composer and Little Rock native. Price was born in Little Rock in 1887 and went on to become the first black woman to have their composition performed by a major symphony orchestra. Angel Burt leads the Dunbar Historic Neighborhood Association, which is holding several events in Price's honor this week.
Playing the piano at four, wrote her first composition at 11 years old, graduated valedictorian from the only black high school here in Little Rock, Union High School in 1902, accepted into the New England Conservatory, and graduated, came back home and taught school for 1 year at HBCU, Shorter College, then went on to Clark University.
Before leaving Little Rock for Chicago, Price was a resident of the Dunbar neighborhood. Burt says she returned to Little Rock in the 1930s to play a concert at what's now Dunbar Magnet Middle School.
We were a part of the segregated South, but when she came home to play that concert, both black and white people attended. And it's just a great way to continue to honor her legacy by celebrating her each and every year. So the love for Florence will always continue on for the city of Little Rock and especially the Dunbar Historic District.
An event at the Dunbar Garden will be held on Saturday afternoon in honor of Price's birthday. A project to revitalize Little Rock's historic West 9th Street District officially opened on Wednesday. Beyond the Divide is a pop-up black-owned business district that harkens back to the days before the construction of Interstate 630 in the early 1960s destroyed what was a thriving community. The opening ceremony was well attended and several of the pop-up businesses were open and in full swing, including Tribe Aesthetic. Designer Bruce Brown said the event was an opportunity to bring out his fashion collaboration with Kutu Mumalu as they work to open a brick-and-mortar location.
This new black business initiative here for the district that they're launching on 9th Street allows us to kind of just come and show what we do to contribute, you know, art in different ways to the community. And so she and I have been working together doing fashion and styling for a little over 2 decades. We gravitate to a lot of the same things. So being able to show up this way for the city of Little Rock, since where I'm originally from Little Rock, but she's been here for quite some time, and the city has shown up to support her in a lot of ways. So it only made sense for us to come and be a part of this.
The market is open Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and until 6 p.m. on Sunday, and will run through Juneteenth. A full calendar of events is available at ourlittlerock.org. UA Little Rock officials have approved recommendations for Ten Commandments displays in classrooms at the university's law school. A committee of students, faculty, and staff approved recommendations for displaying the copies of the religious document. This comes after a state law required displays of the Ten Commandments in all state-run buildings, including public school and college classrooms. The law was struck down last month, though the ruling only applies to 6 school districts named as defendants in the lawsuit. And just a note, Little Rock Public Radio is housed on the campus of UA Little Rock. One more flu-related death has been reported in Arkansas over the past week. The latest report from the State Health Department shows 81 total flu deaths so far this season. 58 of those have been among people aged 65 years or older. Arkansas's flu activity is minimal, according to the health department. Arkansas lawmakers are moving along with this year's fiscal legislative session. Members of the Joint Budget Committee have advanced the state's general appropriation bill, covering expenses for lawmakers and members of the judiciary. Lawmakers also named Republican State Representative Lee Johnson as acting House co-chair of the Joint Committee, who will serve alongside the panel's longtime chair, Representative Lane Jean. And members of the state Senate held a ceremonial swearing-in ceremony for Republican State Senator Brad Simon, who won a special election to fill the District 26 vacancy resulting from the death of Senator Gary Stubblefield. 2 state lawmakers have proposed raising the state's homestead property tax credit. State Senator Steve Crowell and Representative Bart Schultz, both Republicans, filed resolutions Wednesday that would allow for legislation to raise the tax credit from $600 to $675 per parcel. beginning next calendar year. The Homestead Property Tax Credit gives a reduction in property taxes to homeowners and freezes a house's assessed value for taxpayers who are disabled or 65 years of age and older. Non-appropriations bills must get a two-thirds vote in both legislative chambers in order to be introduced in a fiscal legislative session. Today, you can expect partly cloudy skies throughout your Friday with a high of 83. Low tonight is 59. For the weekend ahead, sunny skies for Saturday, though clouds return Sunday, and there are some rain chances throughout Sunday night. Highs for your weekend will be in the low 80s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.